The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Now let us make the four boundless qualities shine forth. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with loving kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with compassion. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a mind imbued with compassion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with gladness. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with the mind imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with equanimity. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. There's an insightful line from a poem about loving this crooked world with our crooked heart. And to me, as we now relate to the body sitting here and all these sensations that are coming and going, and then on top of the task of being connected, of opening to the sensations of the body, we're inviting the heart to have this expanded, loving connection. It might feel best to understand it in terms of this line, loving this crooked world with our crooked heart, as a way of stripping away the oppressive ideas of perfection, expectation, expecting like a perfect love, an idealistic love, or perfect body. And within this frame, we realize it's all about connecting, having a real, straightforward, honest connection with the way it is. And that's always available. It's always a possibility to connect, to allow the sensitive heart to be touched, to be sensitive to, in this case, how the body is now. See if you can sense the integrity, the wholesomeness of this capacity to connect with the body that's sitting, the sensations of the body that's here. Now, in part of this honest connecting with the body, the sensations of the body, is this recognition that the experience of sensation isn't governable, can't be controlled, can't be owned, can't be made to be perfect or the way we want it to be. But regardless of that, it is possible to connect, to be intimate, to receive, and to care. Caring enough about these sensations that are coming and going, caring enough to be close, caring enough to practice being unafraid, and perhaps even to appreciate the sensations that come and go, the pleasantness and unpleasantness and neutral qualities of the sensations that are here, coming and going. And there's this very interesting dynamic as the heart, the sensitive heart, receives, knows the sensations that are coming and going. On the one hand, the sensations have a quality of wildness, ungovernable, coming and going, And on the other hand, the attitude of love and compassion has a quality of stability. The more that metta, karuna, the more these attitudes of love are recognized, the stronger, more stable, more resilient, more unshakable they become in the mind, in the heart. And develop the clarity so it becomes clear. Wisdom understands that there are just two things. There's this activity of the body, the activity of sensation, and there is this attitude of love that receives or knows the activity of the body, the sensations that are coming and going. So take your time and clarify that there are sensations and this beautiful, wholesome attitude of love, of kindness and compassion that is sensitive, that is willing to open, willing to know the sensations. And begin to highlight, begin to be more and more interested in the attitude of love that is knowing, that is connecting with the sensations of the body. Appreciating the friendliness itself. The heart or the mind that is always willing to include willing to say yes, it's like this now. This is arising, this is being known. Yes, this too belongs. And perhaps sensing a very simple, serene smile, an energetic smile at the heart. A heart that smiles and is able to include all that's coming and going in experience. As Venerable Anālayo suggests, in a loving, gentle way, we open the curtains of the heart so this warmth, this love, this beautiful light can naturally expand out, filling the space of the body and then beyond. Like the radiance of a person's smile, a who's incapable of loving and being friendly and caring, appreciating. Appreciating the heart that's willing to be loving and friendly, willing to include and may this goodness of the heart continue. May it increase, may it never end. So you have learned over these weeks how to keep holding this attitude of love. Keep it in mind. Whatever particular flavor the love is, of joy or compassion or this basic friendliness of the heart. Tuning into the expansive, boundless quality. Using words and images when necessary, doing the practice in a silent way when you can. So let's continue in silence now for a while. And when you lose the thread, the attitude of love, then just begin again. You might need to begin again with the heart's relationship to the body as we did earlier in the sit. Or you might bring a person to mind or just a sense of all living beings. So find a way to renew, to reconnect with this quality, this goodness of the heart, friendliness of the heart. And simply by keeping it in mind, it builds notice the expanding quality of this attitude, the lightness, its inclusive nature. Sensing this potential of lightness, a kind and compassionate attitude that is willing to be open right in the middle, everything belongs. As if energetically the heart is capable of a simple smile that goes out everywhere. And there can be a felt sense of this quality of love allowing the heart to receive, to be touched, to feel, and then to give away the goodness. May this goodness continue, may it increase, may it never end. May the goodness of this heart be touched by all things and support, wish well, send love to all things. Some energetic sense that this heart, this sensitive heart, is exposed, is open to the movement, the coming and going of everything. No boundaries, no divisions. Just sensitivity and love.